Amen. Amen. I certainly appreciate for this opportunity to come and to share with you on this momentous occasion. Amen. Certainly, God has been good to you.
Yes.
And,
Amen.
And I certainly bless the Lord for seeing fit to have a call from Dean Parker.
Yes.
To say, hey, brother, would you like to share? And indeed so, amen, was my response.
Amen.
And the brother there as well, Deacon Tyrone, he's a dean over at Second Calvary Baptist Church, a good brother in the Lord, student of the Word, and a preacher of the gospel in his own right. Amen. And glad you're here, brother.
All right.
Well, we want to do what God has called us to do, and that is to speak a word of life to you here at New Berean. Why don't you bow with me and pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, dear God, for Lord, these golden moments. Yes, Lord, it's our prayer that the Spirit of God will have his way. Lord, as we will stand here behind the sacred desk, Lord, it's a high, holy honor, privilege, Lord, to be here, to know the tradition, God, that has been before us, that has been, Lord, handed down, established, Lord, by Pastor Reese. And Lord, being carried on now, Lord, through Pastor Casey. Lord, I pray that you might help me, Lord, by your Spirit, God, to encourage this body, Lord, to speak, Lord, that which will glorify in you. Our desire is that your name will be lifted up. And if there's one that knows you, pardon the sin, we pray that you save today. If there's one, oh Lord, who perhaps isn't as close to you as it could be, Lord, I pray that you would call their spirit, Lord, be set on fire and to be rekindled and come to their holy walk with you. Have your way is our prayer. The only thing that matters, Christ Jesus, the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We certainly bless the Lord for the word of God. And our scripture today is going to be coming from Acts chapter 6. And I am so glad about salvation. I am so glad about the church. And once God calls us not only to believe, but he also calls us to belong. You know, to actually be in a house of God where I can grow in the things of Christ, where I can use the spiritual gift that God has given me to further the cause of Jesus Christ, that I can use to strengthen my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I have something that somebody else needs.
Amen.
And they in turn have something that I need.
Amen.
But in the course of this work, in the course of doing all that God has called us to do, inevitably, it happens where there is some type of contention. There is some type of disagreement. Somebody is rubbed the wrong way. And I don't know why it surprises us that happens. Wherever there are people, there are going to be problems. First thing we want to say, I thought he was so safe. I thought she was so safe. Truth of the matter is, I am saved and you are saved. We're saved the same way. But at the end of the day, we still have those three adversaries.
Right.
Yeah? The devil, the world, and perhaps our greatest adversary, ourselves. How many of you will come attest to me today and say, you know, Brother John, my biggest problem ain't my neighbor.
That's right.
All right.
My biggest problem isn't my sister. It's not my spouse. It's not the trustee. It's not the pastor. But it's me.
Right.
Songwriter said the best. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
All right, brother.
But what happens? How do we handle these? The dissension. How do we handle the rough places? How do we handle misunderstandings? How do we handle fights?
All right.
Because it happens. It happens. I'm going to speak to you on a subject. How a godly person, how a godly man fights. Oh, yeah. I remember in the street, boy. You talk about a person, somebody fighting. Something happened in school grounds. Something happened in the playground. You're just like, fight, fight, fight. Used to be everybody running. is a great example. And we'll talk more about him later. But someone that God used to deliver him will be the example that God has for us to share today. That is the life of Stephen. How do you fight? Well, from the life of Stephen, we notice the character of a godly man. The character of a godly man. In Acts 6 verse 8, it says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great signs and wonders among the people." He's chosen as a deacon, and he is a deacon that is on fire for the Lord. What describes your life right now? What describes who you are in your core? Are you a person of character? You know what character is. Character is what you are when nobody else is around. Character is what you are in the dark. Character is what you are when you think nobody's looking. Word simply says that this man was a man of faith. What he believes. Word says, without faith, it is impossible to believe him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Are you a person of faith? Are you forsaking all to trust him? Are you saying to God, no matter what it looks like, I know what you called me to do. I know where you called me. And though there be a bump in the road, I'm not going to pack my grip and shift off. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. He says he not only did he have faith, but he also had works. What he does. There's also faith by itself. If it does not have works, it's dead, James Wright. Not what you believe solely, but it's also what you do. There needs to be a place in this great house that has your thumbprints all over it, where you are actually doing work. I'm not just believing on the Lord, but I'm doing the great work of God, and I can't come back. There's an usher ministry that needs me. There's a food ministry that needs me. There's some young folk that need me. There's a singles ministry that needs me. And I know anything worth doing for the Lord, you will counter opposition. Why? Because once again, it's a fight going on. And they're trying to hurt you. The adversary trying to get you off of your game. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the character of a godly man. He had faith and he also had words. But then also there's a conflict with a godly man. Verse 9 says, "Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia." Hear this, disputing with Stephen. Yeah. Hold it, he's a godly man. Not only, he's a godly, but he's a man of works. But the word says he has opposition. Uh-huh. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, you will have opposition. Amen. While doing the work of the Lord. It will happen as the sparks fly upward. You will experience difficulty, the conflict. The conflict, definite article. It will happen. You will have conflict. I'm sure Pastor Richard said it a number of times. I'm sure Pastor Kitchen has said it a number of times. Either you are in a valley, coming out of a valley, or you're way into a valley. You will have conflict. Man was born a woman is on a few days and full of trouble. Job's right. Job writes. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which ought to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. 1 Peter 4:12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Amen.
God has a gift for us. Yes, yeah, man, my gift is giving. My gift is helps. My gift is preaching, but he has a gift for everybody. The same gift. Now, everybody has the same gift. Yeah, they do. They have the same gift. It's called suffering. It beats down my flesh. It humbles me. Confident. Where is this from whom? If it's freedmen or libertines, Jewish freedmen or descendants of men freed from slavery, from Cyrene, Alexander, Cilicia, Asia, who had their own synagogue in Jerusalem. In short, religious folk. In short, kinfolk.
He speaks on the authority of the word of God. He has a firm foundation.
able to resist. They could not withstand or oppose Stephen. Stephen's apologia, the word in the Greek, which means his strong verbal defense. They couldn't stand it. They couldn't refute it. Though this one godly man faced many adversaries, one godly man facing many adversaries. And some of us, we got to be able to stand alone. If I'm standing on truth, me plus God is a majority. Amen. Doesn't matter how many people you see and shoot us. I'm not by myself. He promised never to leave me alone. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. He said, lo, I am with you always. Amen. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. This one godly man had many adversaries, but he also had a great victory. Man of God, woman of God, no matter how many foes opposed, one plus God is a majority. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 shall put 10,000 in the fight. Stephen's foes were routed because of his resources. No, his resources. What did the godly man have at his disposal? Acts 16, here it is. And they were not able to resist Stephen, hear this word, because of this wisdom of the Spirit by which he spoke. Stephen, not drawn from his own reservoir because it has limitations. I don't know all the answers, baby. You don't know all the answers, sister. But we serve one who does. We serve one who is omniscient, one who knows all.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Wisdom is truth obtained. Knowledge is truth obtained. Wisdom is truth applied. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me, your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added. Wisdom is a personal thing. Proverbial writer writes, therefore, get wisdom in all you gain. Get understanding. To fight like a godly man, one must have wisdom. Timothy advises, be diligent to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is where new member classes come into play. This is where Sunday school comes into play. This is where Wednesday Bible study comes into play. Revival, small groups, private devotion, Zoom. This is where prayer, Christian service project, fellowship with those who like precious faith comes into play. Yes, Lord. A soft answer turns away wrath. Grievous words, stare at anger. A godly man knows, I don't want to provoke this fool. That's what I'm saying, right? We won't say it out loud. Don't let me provoke this fool. We got somebody's in us too, right? So sometimes we're wrong, all right? But we don't let it out most of the time. Lord, thank you. So then, my beloved, let every man get slipped to ear, so to speak, and slow to get angry, slow to wrath. Why? Because the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Yeah. He who corrects a scoffer gets shame to himself. The Lord will let you know who to talk to. He tried to waste your time. The Holy Spirit told me that. So, okay, then all right. And he who rebukes a wicked man only harms himself. Do not correct a scoffer lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Give instructions to a wise man and he will be wiser still. He's a just man, and he will increase in learning. Amen. Proverbs 9:7-9. He has this spirit, man. This spirit is just on him. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. Ain't nothing like getting the word. God speaks to your heart that morning. You go out later, and the very thing that God spoke to you about is right before you. It's like a slow motion. God, I can't believe this is happening right now. You told me not to rebuke a fool. I got one before me. I ain't going to rebuke him. I'm going to let you fix it. A soft answer what you know now. Well, I wish I could tell you that once you achieve a victory that the adversary will just give up altogether. Oh yeah. For we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are times where he retreats only to regroup. It is regrouping. Yeah. The word says, and they were not able to resist the wisdom by which he spoke. Verse 10. Then they secretly induced men. Here this guy's plotting, scheming, telling lies.
Yeah, that's right.
They secretly induced men to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. When they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him, seized him, brought him to the council. They also said, heard his word, false witnesses who said, you got to stir all together. This man does not seek to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and the law. But we have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us. And all who sat in the council looking steadfastly at him saw his face. Hear his word, guys, as the face of an angel. In the midst of lies, in the midst of falsehoods, amid character assassination, this brother got the face of an angel.
Yeah.
How are we responding? When we know people lying on us, when we know people got it twisted towards us, and are recruiting other people to fall in line with that, how are we responding? Young person, how are you responding when they say, she ain't nothing but a hoe? You say, man, I didn't even go out. Why she gonna say, they talk about you, all about your name. How are you handling it? God, you got me. You got me. They created a lie, verse 11, a similar mob, seized the multitude, convened the council, accused falsely, saw an angelic face, and then heard an anointed defense, chapter 7. Stephen is falsely accused of blasphemy in three areas. God, verse 11, Moses and the law, verse 11 through 11, 13, and the temple. Verse 13. But here's the word, guys. In the midst of stuff will happen. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you. Guess what, guys? Our job is to make what they say about us not be true. Sometimes we got to say, you know what, she ain't lying. Sometimes we got to say, my bag. You know what I mean? Sometimes they say, you know, I did it. I was wrong. I made a mistake. Don't try to cover it up, because we're not perfect. We're not perfect. You're not perfect. We're not perfect.
Amen.
And once again, if you found a perfect church, don't join it because you will mess it up. Yeah. He says, look, he received a death sentence. He received a death sentence. They're going to kill this man based on Leviticus 24:16. Yes. We see the character of God and man, but note the confidence of God and man. Acts 7, verse 55. The word says, the adversary is trying to be funny right now. I need my hard copy, baby. This thing is freezing up. He was still filled. Sorry, hand me that. The confidence of God, man. He's still filled. Being full of the Holy Spirit. That's powerful, guys. With everything that's going on, all this mess is happening.
Yeah.
He's still what?
Yeah.
Guys, how are you when things are happening? How are you? Lord? May I ask, who or what is controlling you? When it's the Spirit of God, you will consistently obey Ephesians 5:18. And don't be drunk with wine or in success, but be filled with the Spirit. Yes, Lord. When you're filled with the Spirit, you will consistently encourage. Ephesians 5:19, His word, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I'm concerned about my brother. I'm concerned about my sister. I want to speak life. I want to speak life. And God has given you this gift. You're able to have mercy. You're able to empathize. You're able to see pain. You're able to see hurt. And God says, I ain't just giving you that so you can go tell somebody else about it. I'm giving you that so you can help. Shoulder up under this weight. Bear you one of those burdens and so fulfill the law and love of Christ. Oh Lord, my sister going through right now. My brother's going through right now. God, how can I help them? You will consistently worship. Yes, you will. The word says it is singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Yeah.
wrong, player. You're using them. God will take a player and turn him into a prayer. If he submits his will to God's holy will.
All right.
Amen. Amen. He was still focused. 55, 56, Acts 6. He said, 55, 56. He said, but he being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and saying, look, I see heaven's open. And the Son of Man standing in the right hand of God. He gets busted in the head. He gets kicked. He gets stomped. And bless God, he still got the face of an angel. I ain't thinking about him. God, I see you. God, I worship you. Ain't nobody like you. God, I give you the praise. He's still fruitful. The worst is when they cast him out of the city and stoned him. Saul. Mm-hmm. Acts 7:15. But here's something. Now here it is. Acts 8:1 says, now Saul was consenting to his death. Mm-hmm. Saul said, yeah, come over here. Come over here. I don't know what y'all were growing up, man. We had these guys that they were known for boosting fights. Y'all had people growing up like, there's a fight going on. You know so-and-so was there because that's what he does. He boosts fights. He don't fight himself. He always, man, I heard so-and-so say something about your mom. This was Saul. Saul boosting the fight, right? So here he is, right? He says, look, we are given a powerful promise from God. Here it is. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. What are we saying? We saying still fruitful. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish the purpose whereunto I sent it. Mm-hmm. Don't we say it? Our Lord's word didn't return void on the Damascus road. Jesus brought Saul face to face with a witness he had received from his godly man, Stephen. You hear that? You heard the gospel, man. Saul, yeah, you heard the gospel. You heard the word. The faith which he once condemned, he preached before Jews, Gentiles, and kings. He wrote at least 13 books of the New Testament. Seen multitudes saved and planted scores of churches. How does a godly fight? Huh? How does a godly fight? A godly man fights by faith.
That's right,
yeah. This man, no Stephen, all this is going on. God said, my word ain't returning forward, son. The very ringleader of this thing, I'm going to see born again. Truth of the matter is, God fights our battles for us. Mm-hmm. He is Jehovah Nissi. He fight for us.
Yes.
And we will. Hold our peace. God provided victory for Israel over Amalek in Exodus 17. As a memorial of God's wondrous work, Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, which means the Lord my banner, or the Lord that prevailed. Towns writes, emphasis of this name for Christians is that we are not in the battle alone. As soldiers, we march under the banner and colors of God. The battle itself, hallelujah, belongs to God. And the victory is already guaranteed. I don't even have to see the victory. God got it. I can be gone. I can be dead asleep in my brain. God is still fighting and working and prevailing for his cause. We witness the character, conflict, and awesome confidence of this godly man, Stephen. His fight was not his own, but rather the sovereign, all-knowing God who called him. I leave you with the words of Joseph, whose brothers feared he would take vengeance against how they treated him and sold him into slavery. When Joseph's brother saw that their father was dead, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him. So they sent messengers to Joseph saying, before your father died, he commanded, saying, thus shall you say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin. For they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God your Father. The word says, and Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went, fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, hear this, please. Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant for good. In order to bring about, as it is written this day, to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you.
Yes.
Listen, I will provide for you, not just you, and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. How does a godly person fight? Does he go toe to toe? Does he go tit for tat? No toe to toe. No tit for tat. Rather, he follows the example of our loving Lord. You know, Abraham's seed and ram in the bush. You know, Jacob's shadow. Oh, you know, Moses' pathway through the Red Sea. You know, huh? The one born in Bethlehem. The one reared in Nazareth. Baptized in the Jordan. Performed miracles in Galilee. Wept over Jerusalem. Prayed in Gethsemane. Then one Friday morning went up a hill called Calvary. He died. Oh, he died for the sins of the world. They buried him, but he didn't stay dead. 3 days later, he got up with all power in his hand. Father, forgive him. That was his call. God, the person, may that be your call. Father, when situations come, when hard places come, and they will come, because you're doing a great work, the adversary wants to do everything he possibly can to distract you from that great work. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured, Lord, help our endurance, the cross, despising the shame, the now seated at the right hand of the majesty of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you to God for that. Lord, this opportunity, oh Lord, to once again play the truth of your word. We pray by the Spirit, oh Lord, that if there's one today that doesn't know you, God, they might even pray, dear Lord, I realize that I'm a sinner. And I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart to be my personal Lord and Savior. Help me now, Lord, by the life I live, show my gratitude for this great gift that I have been given. I'll certainly give you the praise of Christ. And if you're here today, you just pray that prayer. You become, according to the scriptures, a forever child of God. If you're out here today, you say, well, yeah, I'm already saved, but I got a beef.